What's good, everybody? This is your host, Maurice Watson, coming at you guys with another episode of the Real Raw Authentic Podcast with my very special guest, Ms. Latricia Watson. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. You know, can't complain. Just trying to keep at it. I know it's been a little while since I last did a podcast episode, so I'm a little bit nervous. Don't get me wrong. But it's all good, though. We're gonna make it do what it do.
Exactly.
So, tell me about this. How did your journey into the spiritual gemstone business begin, and what inspired you to pursue being an entrepreneur?
So it began with my love, my personal love of gemstones. I've been collecting them for well over 2 decades. Between gemstones and just different forms of spirituality, those are things that I just genuinely enjoy.
Right.
Was better thing than to do than have a business doing something that you love, you know?
Now, I want you, and this is another side question, was that how is it important for a person to do something that you love doing and turn it into a business? Because, I mean, you're living proof of that right now.
For sure. It's a lot of work.
I agree.
You know, it's a lot of work. Because it definitely takes more than just loving something to turn it into a business. But let me tell you, that love is what will keep you doing something even when it's hard, even when everything's not going your way, those late nights up where you can't stop thinking about it,
right?
Are what keeps you going. But on top of that, I definitely went and got some more formal knowledge, via college courses.
So tell me something, for us young adults who are interested in spirituality, what advice do you have for incorporating gemstones to our daily lives?
So, that's kind of a loaded question.
This depends on the person, right?
Goodness, I'm sorry.
You good? It's all good.
Because you said just say gemstones, and I feel like spirituality is so much more than gemstones.
Right.
Those are like one tool. But if we're talking gemstones specifically, I definitely believe that some of the best ways to work with them would involve wearing, your gemstones. keeping them on your person in one way or another, whether it's in your pocket or your purse. I even have a lot of people who like to keep them in their bras. You may hit the jackpot one day and find a gal who just has 10 gemstones.
That's true.
But definitely just keeping them close to you, on your nightstand. And really how you use them is more based on the intention that you have with them.
That's true.
And so, but they definitely work best when they're closer to you.
Like, one thing is this, though. I remember when I came in the other day and I got these bad boys.
Uh-huh.
So, when I dig a little bit deeper with Tiger's Eye, for example, it was for, some would say, prosperity, for strength, for
protection
as well, too. So, this is a side question, is that how do you manage to be so knowledgeable about this specific field as far as, what do you do to, make you more knowledgeable about certain things that goes on within spirituality, but also how gemstones and crystals work?
I research and I look at things from a multifaceted perspective. Mm-hmm. So I look at gemstones from both a scientific perspective and then a more spiritual perspective as well. Because there is very much a science behind them. They operate at different frequencies, and so as many people know, whenever you have two different things, say you,
right,
as a human operating at one frequency and you touch something that operates at another frequency, there's something that happens there.
Right.
And so that's what's going on when you wear, your gemstones or work with them in different types of ways. Definitely research. I always tell people, look up things for yourself. Never sit there and just depend on somebody else to tell you everything.
Right.
That's
true.
So.
And even for me as a young Christian man, it's like when I dove a little bit deeper, I guess you can say it helped me expand my perspective a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that there's so much that goes on outside of certain things that we always call like the social norm, if that makes sense.
Right.
So when I dove a little bit deeper, it's like, this seems cool. You know what I mean? But also it's empowering to say the least as well too.
It really is.
You know? And I feel like that should be something that we could, as not only just a community, but in general, just to expound and expand on a lot more.
For sure. And I see, depending on where people are at within their spirituality, I've been telling some people it can be so much as a symbol for you.
Right.
You know, that bracelet isn't necessarily you worshiping it or you seeing it as your sole source of protection.
Right.
You know, but it's a symbol, you know, of who you are as a person and everything that comes with that, you know, to include, you know, your God, your spirits, whatever, you know, that mean for you. It's just a reminder.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Are there any misconceptions about spirituality or even crystals that you find prevalent among individuals, and how would you address them?
You know, as I was just mentioning, some people see them as almost like evil, like people are trying to worship these things, you know.
Right.
We're not walking around worshiping a rock. We're not walking around worshiping rattles or singing bowls.
Right,
they're
exactly.
Tools. They're tools.
Absolutely.
And you'll find tools in any form of spirituality. You know, you can go into the Bible. You'll find, you know, oils. You'll find herbs, you know.
Remedies.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I've even had some people, think that the use of herbs for, you know, clearing a face or whatever, they'll think it's evil, and I'm like, no, like, this has been done for a long time. There's nothing new about this.
Exactly.
There is nothing new about this.
Matter of fact, my mom, I remember what my mom, she would do. She would have either incense or she would have sages, mm-hmm. and she would burn the sage. I remember this so vividly too. I remember the smell. That's how powerful it was. But when I dove a little bit deeper, it was a reason. It was like to cleanse the house, you know, of any negative energy or any bad vibe or whatever it may be. So I feel like that's cool. And I feel like that should be, to me, I'm going to sage in my own house. That's just me personally. But that's because of the intention,
and,
you know?
You know, that's a big thing behind it, the intention. And it's just not new. You'll find it in, different forms of spirituality. Everything, you know, between Christianity, Buddhism,
even Muslim.
Traditional African practices, we're using herbs. The herbs may vary based on, you know, geographic locations, but we're using them with those same types of intentions.
Right.
There's nothing evil about it. Nothing evil.
Definitely, I'm glad you cleared that up, because I know some people even ask me, it was like, well, why you say you're a Christian? They always ask me, why you say you're a Christian but you wear these? And in my mind, it's like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Did God not make those?
Exactly. I look at it this way, is the fact that everything happens for a reason.
Right.
But I also believe that God put things on this earth to use either as a tool for certain things that is good intentions.
For sure.
That's what I personally believe.
For sure.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that whatever is right. It just depends on how you look at it. It's about perspective as well, too.
For sure.
Because I met some people within the same religion I am, and some of them who claims to be Christian, this is like no general thing to nobody, but it's just like some people use that as a scapegoat to do things negatively.
Right.
And to me, that's like, that's not really Christian. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And for me, I look at it as like, you know what? I can't force everybody to see certain things how I see it. But at the same time, what I can do is learn from it, acknowledge it, expand on it, and become better from it.
For sure.
You know?
Me personally, I have a hard time putting spirit in a box. And I will never, I feel like it's a dangerous place for anybody to walk around feeling like they've figured it all out.
Right.
You know, that's part of the journey, is just figuring it out, doing the best we can, just trying to be good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, should be anybody's goal, no matter what walk of life they come from or what spiritual background, you know, they come from. Just be a good freaking person. You know?
It's so simple. The thing is, it's so simple, but it can be so hard to some people.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm looking at them like this.
So simple, it's hard.
It's so like... simple, but it's so hard. Even nowadays, though, it's like, so my next question is this. As far as certain things that may come about, what role does self-discovery play in your spiritual journey, and how do you encourage others to explore their own paths?
That's the biggest part of the journey, that self-exploration. That helps you gauge where you're at and how far you are from where you want to be and what you need to do to get there.
Right.
And, you know, as we grow through this process of growing, you know, it's important to stop and do that gap analysis every here and there, because, you know, we're not perfect. You know, we get sidetracked, distracted. The world is so full of distractions.
Right. Even procrastination too.
Yeah. You know, there's so many things that can get in the way in between us and our goals. And so it's really important to do that self-exploration constantly, you know, like, okay, I dropped the ball this time, I got distracted this time, but let me get back on track, because I've still got to, you know, travel this path here.
That's true.
And so that is the main part of the journey.
I think for me, it was the fact that, like, at times I can be so hard on myself, but that's because of, like, and it's because of, like, I guess, certain aspects of trauma, but certain aspects of, like, certain things around social media. And how certain things is, like, for example, perfect example is this. You see an influencer who's around my age, and they have so much going for them, and they got this amount of followers, and this amount of streams, and this amount of content viewers, and this amount of businesses going. And for me, little old me,
it's like, don't say that.
It's like, well,
words matter.
Well, yeah, that's true. But for me, it was like, dang, I'm not going hard enough, or dang, I'm not doing enough, but. My mom and my dad, he will say, like, dude, like, you 17, like, you 18, you 19, like, you good. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, everything happens for a reason.
For sure.
Some people, and another thing is this, is that an old friend of mine who worked from Y, someone taught me was the fact that you can't compare someone's chapter 1 to someone's chapter 15.
That part. That is so true.
And then, when I realized that, it's like, you know what, man? I'm right where I want to be. I'm not going too fast. I'm not going too slow, but I'm right where I need to be. You know? And I feel like a lot of people my age need to understand that.
For sure.
You know?
And I mean, we go through things along the way. It's not always this, you know,
straight line.
Path.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we want to be. You know? As I mentioned before, I have a love for what I'm doing now, and I have for over 2 decades, but I have not been in this space as a person for 2 decades. I went through some stuff, you know, and that's all part of the preparation for, you know, for you to meet that end goal and to be ready for it, you know, to build that character and that have the knowledge that you need for it. Sometimes we don't make it to that goal when we feel like we should be, because we're not ready. We think we're ready, but we're not. So we sometimes gotta go through some stuff on the way.
So, my question to you is, like, on your own personal experiences, what was some of the most daunting things you had to go through to be the person you are today, if you don't mind asking?
Some of the most daunting things I had to go through.
Like, as far as, like, mentally, emotionally, physically, even.
Oh, gosh. Went through all of that. I went through all that. You know, I've made a lot of bad choices that landed me in situations that made it harder for me to reach my goals. But then, you know, like I said, you stop and you do that evaluation, that gap analysis.
Right.
Like, okay, I messed up. But how do I pick myself up and keep on heading towards my goal, towards my dream? You know, gosh, there's so many. I made a lot of bad choices.
I mean, we ain't perfect, like you said. We all ain't perfect.
Right, and even not necessarily bad, but the things that just made it harder for me, you know, time wise, you know, financial, you know, decisions. And I always tell people, like, you know, when you're younger, especially like around your age, focus on you, like,
right.
Do you, don't run off and, you know, get married, you know, immediately. That's, don't run off and have a whole bunch of kids immediately.
That's true.
Because while those aren't necessarily bad choices, they'll make it harder for you to reach your goals. Mm. It's harder for you once you have somebody else to consider or somebody else to feed.
That's true.
You know, while you're trying to reach your goals. And so with that, then you'll have to manage, you know, doing what it takes to take care of your family and doing what it is that you actually want
to
do.
Right, to take care of you.
Right. And it just makes it harder. So, yeah, definitely, you know, while people are young, I super encourage just focusing on yourself and just, you know, really digging in. There's balance in everything. There should be balance in everything.
Right.
But just know that, you know, there are going to be long nights.
Right.
You know, there's going to be long nights. If you're ultimately going to reach your goal. What it is.
Truthfully speaking, I remember when I started my own clothing brand back in 2021. This was shortly after. No, I'm sorry, 2022. This was before I actually moved to Sierra Vista.
Okay.
And it was the Real Raw Authentic Clothing. I had like my website lined up. I created like the logo, the brand, the website, and everything. All I needed was a person to do the photo shoots. And he did a really, really good job, and the promoting was doing good. But the thing is though was that being an entrepreneur at like a young age, like how it was for me was that, and I've been doing podcasts since I was 17, but I wanted to like expand it. But the part that I didn't know was like there's so much that goes into business that no one really truly understands.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I remember this so vividly. I was doing track suits in the middle of the summer.
Oh. That was a bad life choice.
I know. So I did, there was a colors. I did blue, red, and black. And I came out of pocket with the photo shoots. I came out of pocket with the track suits. I came out of pocket with the guy that charged for the photography and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, I was so invested because, you know, it was like my brand. It was my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my own thing. But truth be told, I don't look at it as an L. It was more like a learning experience as far as like things like ROIs and also like niches as far as like profit margin, as far as things of that nature. So there were certain many things that I got the chance to learn over time that I felt like if I was a little bit older, I would have regretted it. It's like, I could have did this when I was younger. So for me, I'm glad I had that experience.
Right.
I only end up selling like 3 track suits, but I look at it as like, because like at least I was able to sell a product.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong, I wish I would have sold more than 3 products, to be told. And then I was the one who was doing the deliveries. So it was like, I was doing pretty much everything, which I don't mind, but this was around my, hometown in Buford at the time, so I was pretty much like the main man and everything, but
small business,
yeah,
owner for you.
No, that's true. Don't get me wrong. Like people like to say, I want to have my own business, but it's like people don't understand how hard it is sometimes, especially when it's coming out of your pocket.
For sure.
You know, and for me, it boils down to like, yeah, doing track suits in the summer is not the best.
You know what? Maybe not releasing them in
right.
the summer. Maybe they're preparing people and getting them ready, you
right.
know, because fall is coming.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but maybe not smack dab releasing them in the middle of the summer.
And humidity, you forgot. And here's the thing, back in South Carolina, there's a lot of humidity, so it's like, damn.
Ooh.
But lessons learned. It was a lot of lessons learned, though. And I'm glad I made the decision. It wasn't the best, but, you know, it was a learning
you
experience.
You did it.
I did it, though. You know, even though that it didn't really do too much, I still did it. It was a learning experience. And it also boils down to this next question that I was about to ask you, was the fact that what is your journey like being an entrepreneur?
It's full of learning experiences. It's full of, you know, trial and error, really. Between trial and error, research, it's nonstop. You know, you don't get set up and stop learning. You know, I have to consistently learn about, you know, different products. I have to learn about what it is that people are looking for. And as you mentioned before, you know, when it's a small business, you're playing a lot of roles.
Right.
And so, you know, you're figuring out how to ship items for cheaper, you know, and effectively so that your merchandise isn't getting damaged in transit. And
that's another thing I learned too.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, the financial side of the house, reinvesting, you know, for more inventory or starting a new line.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into it, and you just have to constantly be willing to evaluate, you know, like I said, where you're at, where you're trying to be as a business.
And evolve.
Exactly, evolve. That's
so, question. So, when did you guys move into the mall area?
So, we moved into the mall here back in March, earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, this was online beforehand?
Yes.
So, what was it like?
So, let me tell you, before it was even online, I was going and setting up tents at vendor events, whether it was outside or here in the hallway.
You was getting your hustle on.
Oh, I was hustling, baby. I was hustling, okay? And so, you know, going online, you know, as businesses online picked up more, you know, it's like, okay, I've got to evolve and get some of my things posted in order to get more eyes on it, especially being in a smaller town like this. And so, yeah, we started off doing the vendor events, and then, you know, we had a kiosk, you know, while the online thing was going on, and then eventually it grew to a point where, you know, a bigger space was just required, because you can only have so many strangers come to the house just trying to shop out of your garage.
Yeah, they set 6-7 fucking night. Be like, hey, you still got that? I was like, dude.
right. And, you know, and I love having people who are still with me now who remember back when I was selling things out the garage. That's Amazon's story. Mm. That's how they started. And so I have, like, zero shame, you know, in hustling. Like, yeah, that's raw. That's real raw and authentic, okay?
No pun intended at all. But this is one of the last questions I would love to ask is, do you think, and this may be like a dumb question, but it's like I want other people to understand it's okay to be both. So my next question is that, do you strongly believe you can be Christian or whatever religion you identify as, but yet still be spiritual?
They're all forms of spirituality, so absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
And the reason why I ask that question is because there's certain things that some people would say to be like, matter of fact, I'll even tell you this one story. So I was working the other day, and the person was at, they complimented me about, like, you know, my bracelets, and they was like, so if you wear the gem, if you wear your bracelets and gemstones, but you're still a Christian, what do you identify as? It's like, I'm Christian, but I'm also spiritual as well too. Like, there's certain practices that I would do spirit, like Christian wise, but also there's certain things that I would do for spirituality. You know what I mean? And as far as with spirituality, I feel like there's so much benefits to it that goes outside of what some people may think. Like, for example, with spirituality, it made me look into certain things like herbs or remedies, or even not having to go to certain stores for even doing like medicines, things of that nature. So my mom, I remember she was telling me a story about how, like, you can use ginger, you can use turmeric, you can use black seed oil, you can use shea butter, you can use certain things of those natures to where you don't have to go to get over the counter subscription. I mean, over the counter prescriptions.
Right.
You know? And so I'm like, huh, this is pretty cool. But also, when I dove a little bit more deeper, it's so much more deeper. Like, I had a conversation with one person about chakras, and the way how he broke it down, I'm like, dang. So there's so much more to it than what meets the eye. But as far as for you, what's the main advice would you give to us younger adults who's still trying to find our own way or find our own path, whether it's spiritually or whether it's religion based or whatever?
Try it. You know, so long as you're not hurting anybody, try it. research? Goodness. You can't base your path off of somebody else's. You know? It may be working for them. It may not work for you. There may be another path that you understand better, that you're able to identify with more. You know, there are several people who follow paths that are based off of their ancestry. You know, and so some people, you know, as they venture off from the majority's way of thinking,
right,
and go delve into more, you know, ancient practices, traditional practices, they'll find that that's what works for them. And even within, you know, the Bible, there's talk of using herbs as medicine.
Right.
You know, everything that was, you know, everything that we need, in essence, as humans, is here on Earth and can be found in nature.
Right.
You know, so of course, you know, and I'll never tell anybody, oh, don't go to the doctor or whatever.
Yeah, you know, of course. We're not saying that, by the way.
Right. We're not saying don't go to the doctor. If you need to go to the doctor, by all means, please do. Please do. You know, because there's some things that are a little harder to treat naturally, because we've got a lot of influences on our bodies, our minds now, that may require some additional intervention. So go to the doctor if you gotta go to the doctor, y'all. Okay, but like for the smaller things, you know, your common colds and, you know, your pink eyes and your ear infections, things like that.
Right.
There are herbs, oils, you know, that can help to relieve the symptoms associated with that, and even the source of them.
So one thing I'll say is this, is that I really do appreciate you for taking the time to be a part of the show. I really do appreciate you for having me in this, I want to say, like, this lovely store with, like, so many different things.
Pleasure having you here.
Definitely. Is there anything that you want to say to the audience that maybe watch us?
Gosh, just be true to yourself. You know, no matter how hard it is, no matter who judges you, no matter how many times you fail, just stay true to yourself. You can't go wrong. You can't.
Amen. And that's word from the wise. Well, I really do appreciate you for taking the time. And we will definitely thank you guys for another episode of the Real Authentic Podcast. My name is Maurice Watson. This is Miss Latricia Woodson. And we'll see you guys next time.